This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. About 90 Muslims broke into the Katira Church of Uganda 2 weeks ago during an evening prayer service attended by 80 Christians. The Muslims locked the doors before tying up the men and beating them with clubs, and then raping 15 women. This came as retaliation for the pastor leading Muslims to Christ. Pastor Moses Mutasa and 8 other Christians are still missing after the attack. Compassion International, the Christian Child Sponsorship Group, may have to shut down their support for 147,000 impoverished children in India. This comes after the Indian government blocked all financial support from outside the subcontinent. Compassion International spokesperson Becca Bishop stated, "Their hope is for local churches to step in and help the children." Never underestimate the power of calling on the name of our God to deliver. A New Mexico abortion mill recently closed after the Lardizabal family of Albuquerque started a prayer group at the abortion clinic on the New Mexico-Texas state line. The Worldview spoke to Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue and asked her about the power of prayer in the abortion battle.
I've seen prayer actually turn the corner for us when we hit roadblocks, so many roadblocks, that we felt like that we could never actually accomplish our goal of closing down an abortion clinic or even saving a baby's life out on the street.
Sullinger said that the gentle power of prayer has turned many mamas from having abortions.
Praying also requires that we put feet to our prayers, and I urge people also to get out and pray in front of the abortion clinics. And honestly, just a woman seeing a person praying for them peacefully on a sidewalk has saved I don't know how many lives.
The Senate confirmed former ExxonMobil executive Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State yesterday by a vote of 56 to 43. Tillerson helped to introduce homosexuality to the Boy Scouts. Senate committees also approved pro-life Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary, and Dr. Tom Price as the head of Health and Human Services. President Trump has already used executive orders to reverse the policies from the previous administration. But now Christians are dismayed to hear that Trump will maintain the 2014 Obama directive that will not permit federal contractors to take a position against homosexuality in their employment practices. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." The mayor of New Hope, Texas, announced Tuesday he is transgender, preferring to go by the name Jess instead of Jeff Herbst. This is reportedly the first openly transgender individual to hold public office in Texas, according to the New York Times. Mark 10:6 says, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." Charlie and Haley Lampshire of Kidlington, Oxfordshire, were expecting identical twin boys. They were shocked to discover the boys had a rare condition of being in the same amniotic sac, according to the Daily Mail. If the twins moved around, they could tangle their umbilical cords, cutting off their food and oxygen supply. During an ultrasound visit, Haley was amazed to find her boys keeping each other alive by holding hands, cuddling in the womb, and staying still. Thanks be to God, the twins, Rowan and Blake, had a healthy delivery. Psalm 71:6 says, "By you, God, I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.